Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My buddy Brian is off improving some of our signals, so you're stuck with just me, but Evan on the production board as well. You can join the show, share your tangent, send me a text, send us a text, I guess. Evan's monitoring it. Normally I monitor the text, so it's weird saying it that way, but send us a text. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're also listening to the fine programming on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, out in Waukesha. And I really didn't want to talk about the Highland Park shooting yesterday. Brian and I touched on it, and it was one of those news stories that it was gut-wrenching. It's awful to think that seven individuals that went to the parade that day didn't get to leave. More than 30 wounded. The families, the friends, co-workers, acquaintances of those seven individuals, never going to hear from them again. One of the most gut-wrenching aspects was the two-year-old boy that got separated from his family because both of his parents were shot in their 30s, separated from their two-year-old son, who wasn't reunited again with family until later in the day on Monday. And I'll be honest, the reason I didn't want to talk about the Highland Park shooting was that story. They described the two-year-old boy with curly hair and lost in the confusion of the chaos that occurred in Highland Park on Monday, and it hit too close to home. I've got a two-year-old niece, and as soon as I read that story, I exited out, and I couldn't do it anymore. I do not understand how elected officials, how voters, how anyone living in this country can be okay with where we are right now, how we can accept this as the outcome, how we can just accept that you're no longer safe going to a parade, going to a grocery store, sending your elementary age students, kids to school, to movie theaters, to churches. I don't understand it. I do not understand why there are not more outcries for action on this issue. And I really didn't want to talk about it yesterday. Brian and I, like I said, we touched on it. We covered it because it's the news of the day. But these reports coming out of the Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Madison Police Department are now coordinating. The cell phone for this individual was recovered on University Avenue. He was down the street from where Evan and I are broadcasting
right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not know how you can get a more urgent warning call than this.
And what's even more sort of, it's not more sad, it's on the same plane to my mind, is that I'm conscious of this stuff. I was conscious that he hadn't been caught, you know? I kept it in my mind as I moved about throughout my day. When I'm here in the evenings, just I'm vigilant. I'm not sitting here. I'm not scared in the corner, but I am paying attention.
I don't understand how we have people. I don't disagree with that, Evan. I'm very similar to that. I have that inkling where you don't know. You got to be keeping your head on a swivel. You don't know when this could happen anywhere. And to think that there's not more action because I don't want it to be all doom and gloom. I got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that I'm going to get into, but folks.
And it's not even doom and gloom because it's that refusal. Democrats are so worried about being edged out, you know, of the popular vote as a whole. They really don't want to upset more people than they have to. So they do generally, you know, we hear Democrats talking about gun safety. We hear Democrats talking about assault weapons bans, stuff like that, but not really, they're telling it to friendly faces. You know, when it's time to really get out there and push this legislation, to push this stuff, they're reticent to do it because they're scared of losing voters. GOP refuses to engage on it on any level because the base has signaled that it's their issue.
See, I don't understand that, Evan. I don't understand it because statistically speaking, the numbers are there. Dan listed them off. 79% support universal background checks here in Wisconsin alone. 81% support investing in red flag laws. The numbers are there. If it's either one of two things, and I agree, it could be that our elected officials, when given the opportunity, don't do enough to take the steps necessary. But I'm not going to blame Democrats for this issue. It's the Republican legislature is the one sitting on their hands. The Republican legislature is the body of government that is just choosing to take its ball and go home rather than come up with even a conservative solution to this problem. Brian and I talk about this all the time, that they're Republicans are not offering ideas. They're not. They're not offering solutions to these problems that we face. They want power. They want to hold the elected official positions. They want to be able to run things and then choose to do nothing. They're abdicating their responsibility. And yes, we could see more action out of elected officials. I truly believe there needs to be more action out of elected officials. The other alternative it could be is that Republican voters or voters in general, when answering this polling that say they want universal background checks, they say they want red flag laws to these pollsters, and then they don't actually take that action when it comes to them as voters in the ballot box choosing who to vote for. Because you cannot have it doesn't make sense that you're telling me the numbers that Dan shared, that roughly four out of five of all Wisconsinites want universal background checks and want red flag laws, and then we send the politicians that are sent to Madison and Congress that we do. So it's either there's voters out there that just aren't, they say, oh, that sounds nice. We should do that. That would be a good thing. But then when it comes to the action that it's necessary to take, electing officials that will do the things that you're saying you want in polling, they don't actually follow through. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My buddy Brian is off this afternoon, but I am joined by Evan on the production booth and by our callers. You can call into the show, 844-967-2789. You can be like Jeannie up in Eau Claire. Jeannie, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm hanging in there, but I'm glad you guys are okay. I saw you guys right away, and my heart just breaks, and I think people are realizing, you know, there's gun violence all over the place. If they don't wake up now, they'll be getting a rude awakening everywhere in our country because this seems to be an epidemic. And the thing of it is that, you know, this is hard to talk about, and it's a good thing you are thinking of your relatives and little kids, because these little kids are growing up in this society, and parents better wake up. And I'm bawling out all you independents and Republican parents. Is this what you want for your children, to live in a society like that? You have to vote out these neo-Nazis because they are not the Republicans that we know. I'm 67. I keep saying I'm an old lady, and I deal with it. But this is not the Republican Party of years ago. This is a new fascist party, and it shows in every single action that they take. You know, the total disregard for females' rights, a forced pregnancy, we hear about it. And, you know, the thing of it is they say, oh, we're going to force them to have a child, we're going to protect the baby. What about the woman, you know, even those that have health issues? I mean, you know, to force them through pregnancy. And a lot of women, and I remember these days, I remember when women were let go because they could, you know, when they got pregnant. And another thing is they wouldn't hire women for certain positions because they didn't want them to take off for pregnancy leave. This is alarming, but the worst alarming thing is those Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, and I hope everybody out there looks at the laws that those Wisconsin Republicans were trying to pass, and if it wasn't for Tony Evers being our governor, those things would be in effect today as we speak. So keep up the great work. You're doing such a great job of educating everybody. Thank you guys for the work that you do. I really appreciate you. And hang in there, okay? It's going to get better. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate your call. You could be like Jeannie, 844-967-2789. Always appreciate your wise words. And you're right. This is not the Republican Party of the past. It's not. Correct me if I'm wrong, audience, but I believe the 1994 assault weapons ban would have been the... Newt Gingrich might have took over Congress in 95, I guess, instead of 94. I was a wee little lad, just a baby back then, so my memory is not perfect on that one. But 1994, Bill Clinton was a pretty moderate Democrat and passed a moderate assault weapons ban that effectively reduced the amount of mass shootings in this country. And in 2004, when a Republican Congress allowed it to lapse, we saw a 243% increase, I believe, in mass shootings. So there are steps that we could take as a nation. There were previous more conservative Congresses than I believe we have that took action on addressing these problems that we face as a nation. And we just, the best we could do right now is a compromise bill that worked. And like Dan Schaefer, my previous guest, said, small steps are good steps. That should be what's taken. But we need to do more, because this violence is not ending. It is continuing. And unfortunately, I don't see an end in sight here in the state of Wisconsin, as long as a Republican legislature is continuing to sit on its hands and refuse to act on these problems Wisconsinites face. So I'm not quite sure what the solution is today, Jeannie, but I appreciate your call. You can be like Jeannie and our friend Mark from the SAC. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Mark, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's gone from, you know, long guns used to have to be transported, you know, in a carrying case, unloaded in a carrying case when you're transporting them in a vehicle. And that's gone by the wayside right now. That was Republicans under Walker that passed that. I mean, and since it's illegal to shoot from the road anyway, I don't know what the problem was with having them enclosed and unloaded in a carrying case. But that's, you know, kind of, it is just absolutely insane. I mean, I'm a hunter, and I'd have no objection to going, you know, that, why can't they just go to a 10-round magazine? I mean, that's a half step. I mean, it's a weak half. It's a weak step, perhaps. But you certainly do not need this kind of weaponry that these people are able to acquire now. And back, you know, back when I was, you know, a kid, back when I was, you know, 14 years old. I mean, that in the hunting community, that kind of weapon was just not acceptable out in the field. I mean, people did not see the need.
No, because
for us
you don't use it for hunting. It's a weapon of war, Mark.
It's simply a weapon of war, and just for killing it. And the firearms industry is making so much money off of those, you know, selling those weapons. I mean, that everybody who has a weapon, you know, that wants to have a weapon has one. I mean, and you don't need to have something like that. I mean, I've got.
You really don't, because
they're locked up. And
Mark, if you need an assault weapon to hunt, you really, really shouldn't be hunting. Because I'm sorry, like there is not an instance where I believe an assault weapon is what's needed to hunt if you're hunting for game. I guess there's a ton of people out there that argue they need it for self-defense. But that, I think, is a twisted interpretation of what kind of defense you think you need. I don't see the need, but there's people out there that have twisted the Second Amendment, believing that they have a absolute right to whatever kind of high firepower capacity weapon they can imagine. I don't quite understand it. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.